Hello, and welcome back to Nightmare Lane Podcast.
Woo!
Hello, little spookies. Excuse me for tripping over my words. I forgot what we called ourselves. Hello, little spookies. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on this episode. We took a really extremely long, I'm not sure. It should be called a hiatus at this point, but there was a lot of life events that caused us to take a break, and now we are back, and we're going to dive right into season three. Kevin, our co-host, is here with a tantalizing story. I cannot wait to hear it. I'm so excited, and so let's just dive right in, unless you have something to say, Kevin.
Nope, I'm all for diving right in. Oh, well, I did want to tell our listeners about kind of what we're doing this season and also the
Yeah.
bet.
Please tell me what we're doing this season because I have no idea. And also the Met, as in like the Met Gala.
The bet, BET, as in
Oh.
what we discussed before this.
Yes, I thought you said Met and I was so confused.
Yeah, so we're going to the Met Gala. This is going to be amazing. We're not. Stop. Okay.
We're not, yeah,
So
don't lie. Don't lie to people right off the bat. That's so not nice.
this season is basically the premise for this season is fact or fiction. I am telling the host stories, and then at the end of the story, she gets to guess if it's real or fake. And if she gets I don't know, five.
Hold on, my dog's barking.
Can you
Stop.
tell the producer to be quiet?
Producer, we need silence. We
Silence.
are on air.
We are. Producers always think it's all about them.
She thinks I'm actually mad at her, so she came up and is now demanding pets.
Duh. No, we're not
Yeah.
mad at her.
I know. I forgot to tell you when I came in the other day
No, we gotta
from
stay
my
focused. I
therapy.
have to
Okay.
finish what I was
Yeah.
saying. Okay.
Finish what you're saying, and then I'll tell you my fun story. Anyway.
Okay. So I'm going to tell the host a story. You, the host. I'm telling you a story. And
Okay.
then at the end of the story, you get to guess if it's real or fake. And then if you get five correct, if your guess is correct five times this season, I have to take you out to dinner.
So 13 episodes, and I have to get five right. So if I get a D, it's passing.
I was trying to be generous.
I appreciate the generosity, honestly. It makes me feel really good about my odds. So,
Great. Good. That's what I was hoping,
okay.
that you would feel good about your odds.
Yep. All right. So, those of you who are not interested in my personal life, skip ahead by like 45 seconds. Because first, I have a cold and a really sore throat, so I'm about to put in a lozenge. So you guys, sorry for my awful, awful voice this episode. But I can't talk and not cough, so I have to do this, or you're not going to hear me, and I'm just going to be coughing. So I apologize for that. Second, Kevin, my story.
Yes.
So you know I kennel both of my dogs. Right
Yeah.
when I go to my jobs.
Right.
So I got home after my second job and my corgi, the producer, coughed me, got out of her kennel and had stolen a bucket of treats that I spent $15 on at Mud Bay. So it was like a full bucket. She ate them all, like ate them all. And not only that, she drug it in front of Misaki's kennel. To taunt her. So
Nice.
Masaki watched Kasumi eat all of these treats. And then I came home, I was really mad. So I did take a video, but basically, in a very stern tone of voice, I was reminding Kasumi that she had made poor choices. I don't like saying bad girl or anything like that, but I
Poor
was like, these were
choices.
bad choices, poor choices, that kind of thing.
I really like that distinction between person and behavior. That's good.
Well, you know me, I like distinctions.
Yes.
But Misa is so used to getting in trouble that she immediately put her ears back, went to her bed, and laid down,
Aww.
facing the wall.
No, not the innocent little baby.
I know. I was like, I'm not mad at you. I like sat next to her and pulled her in my lap and gave her kisses. And I was like, you made good choices. You're a good girl. Like all this stuff.
For
And Cassie was
once.
so mad. I know. For
Yeah.
once,
For
it was the
once.
other one.
Yeah. It's like, for once, you're not the problem.
Yes.
God.
I was like, well, only because she was in her kennel. If she hadn't been in her kennel, you bet she would have been the problem. She's just not as smart as the corgi.
Yeah, I know. She's got looks, not brains.
And I tell everyone she's the pretty one. Okay, that was my personal story.
I
Let's
liked it.
get started. Yeah,
Okay.
thanks.
We're
That
gonna
was funny.
dive in. All right. So the title of this one is called For the Birds. So it's 1961, classic cars and beehives on a beautiful sunny. What?
I know this one. I know this one.
No.
I know this one.
Okay, so we had a recording snafu previously. I know you know this one, but you're going to pretend you don't because originally you got this one wrong.
I don't know what recording stuff we were talking about. I'm just saying that this is The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock.
Just stop. Let me read my story.
Okay. Wow, me.
Okay, it's 1961, classic cars and beehives. Jumping right in, it is 1961, classic cars and beehives, on a beautiful sunny August morning in Capitola, California. If you have never been to Capitola, and I know that our host has not,
I have not, unfortunately.
yeah, it is a coastal town that is absolutely beautiful. Some of the best beaches in the world, and by the time August arrives, the water is as warm as bath water. The temperatures are pretty reasonable as well, keeping under 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and with added wind speeds, feeling cooler than even that. So I spent not this last August, but the August before in Capitola, California, and I found a wonderful dog beach under a lighthouse. It was amazing. Yeah, it was really cool. My dogs loved playing in the waves and chasing balls. They had freshwater hoses in the parking lot that I could rinse my dogs off with. And there was a bonus taco stand that I would hit up afterward. They had great fish tacos.
That sounds delicious. I love fish tacos. Not like
Yeah.
the breaded fish tacos that they make here in the Pacific Northwest,
But
like
like
in
real
Seattle.
ones. Yeah.
Yeah, like real fish tacos, I love.
Yeah.
That's
It was good. Okay. So, anyway, back to 1961. In the early morning, the fog rolls in. None of the residents are surprised by this as they know that the weather will turn as the sun gets hotter and will burn the fog away by late morning. However, the day takes a sudden turn for the strange and terrifying, not just for the early risers who were already jogging, driving, and embracing their mornings, but also for the sleepyheads. The residents of this peaceful town found themselves the victim of an aerial assault. As in, like,
Uh-oh.
in the air, not like somebody named Ariel, but anyway.
I
Black.
think we know what aerial means. It's
I'm
okay.
just clarifying for people.
It's literally on your Word document. So I'm just kidding. Sorry. Dumb joke.
Okay. Yes. Blackbirds pelted them from the sky. Dark city shearwaters that range from chocolate brown to a dark black and are considered medium to large sized birds, being about 18 inches long. They
Oh,
raged on the residents of Capitola. Raged. They flew screaming into the sides of buildings. They smashed through windows and, once inside homes, would vomit, scream, and assault the residents. They pelted cars, occupied or empty.
hold on. I'm sorry. I'm just imagining this bird like busting my window to get into my apartment and then just choosing to stand there and vomit.
Yeah,
I
I
think I would
mean,
be like less perturbed. I would just be like, okay, all right.
are you kidding me? I feel like if a bird broke into my house to throw up, I would be very upset.
I would legit be more concerned about my dogs trying to eat the bird while it was vomiting than the fact that the bird was vomiting.
That's true. Your dogs are pretty nuts.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay. Hold on. You want to know how nuts my dogs are? As you're telling me this story, I'm hearing this sound.
like smacking, and I'm like, both the dogs are sleeping, so like, what is that? And I turned around, and Misa had knocked over my box of Cheez-Its and was just eating them one by one right out of the box.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, anyway. Sorry, okay. Continue.
They pelted cars, occupied or empty. These blackbirds seemed crazed. It was utter chaos. The people on the streets that were being chased and pecked by the birds had to immediately find shelter. The assault lasted for a couple of hours. Then, residents slowly started to emerge from the shelter that they had hastily taken, looking for answers, but none would come. No deaths were reported as a result of this attack, thank goodness, but many residents were wounded and had to seek medical attention for their inflicted wounds. Some said it was the end of the world. Some said that the birds were turning against man. Others argued that it had been an act of God, but no answers came. Even as cleanup of the hundreds of littered bodies of the birds began, they found some still alive, stunned, confused, and vomiting. They found some seizing on the ground, but most of the birds littering the ground were dead, and the birds that had survived the aerial assault were long gone. Man, I'm stuttering so much today. Okay, fact or fiction?
Okay, both. It sounds like it's from Hitchcock, The Birds. So I'm going to say, like, obviously. But it sounds almost like Hitchcock based his movie off of something. And I'm wondering if this is the thing that he based his movie off of.
See, I'm going to try to refrain from calling you a cheater.
Why?
You know why.
I'm not a cheater.
Know why. You are a cheater.
But I'm not a cheater.
No, you're a cheater.
How am I a cheater?
Wow. Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
You were going to refrain from calling me a cheater, and now you've called me a cheater like 15 times.
I said I was going to try, but obviously I failed because you're a cheater.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so this may feel like the script to the movie The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock, as our host pointed out. However, his movie came out in 1963. This plot was borrowed by the director, who heard about it while vacationing in Santa Cruz, California. Santa Cruz and Capitola are like right on top of each other. They're right next to each other.
Okay.
So the truth is, this really happened. It was an unexplainable and terrifying event that left many confused and understandably afraid of birds. It was then broadcasted into modern media, and that fear spread further by Alfred Hitchcock. Okay. But whereas they didn't have answers for these inexplicable events, we do have answers. So I'm going to give you...
You're going to give me multiple choice? Okay.
Oh, no. Go ahead, guess.
No. I like multiple choice better. It makes me look less stupid. Go for it.
I don't have multiple choice. I have the thing that happened. Okay, wait. I'll make it up. Hang on. Okay. Was it... the birds were angry that the humans had destroyed their nests? Was it the birds were confused by a switch in magnetic forces due to a solar flare? Was it a mass bird plague like rabies? Or was it domoic acid?
Sorry, what was that last one?
Domoic acid. I don't know.
Domoic acid?
Yeah, those are your four choices. Oh my God, just pick.
Okay, so my four choices are... they're mad because their nest got messed up.
Right. Solar flare.
Solar flare. Okay. Demonic acid. And what was the second one?
The fourth one. So demonic acid was the fourth one. The third one was rabies. Bird rabies.
Bird rabies. I'm going to go with bird rabies.
You would be wrong.
Shoot. I knew I was wrong. Ugh. Well, it's not a solar flare, and I've read this nest is the best nest, so I know that nobody's mad we messed up their NAS, so they should be. So was it acid?
Yeah, it was. It was acid. Okay, so in 2012, marine biologists.
I should have guessed because you mispronounced it. It sounded like legit. But then also I was like, acid? What? Okay.
I thought it was so obvious when I mispronounced it. I thought you were going to go with tomoic acid.
But I thought it was too obvious.
Too obvious.
Because you were complaining that you were stuttering a lot. So I was like, that would be too obvious.
I don't think I have the wherewithal to fake a stutter. But anyway. Okay. I know what you meant. I'm just saying, like, I don't think I have the acting chops to, like, try to pull that off. Like, I'm not brave enough to try that.
Okay. All right. So what is this acid
that the birds are on? In 2012, marine biologists were able to locate zooplankton from Capitola that had been around in 1961. Because zooplankton is old and is kind of like trees.
Also like super toxic, so it's red tide, it's not acid.
Zooplankton is not toxic. Zooplankton is an animal. Well, it's an algae, but anyway, okay, let me read this. As understandably, none of the original birds were left. After some testing, they found that the zooplankton had remnants of a toxin known as domoic acid, otherwise known as red tide.
That's what I just said. Okay, I would just like to take a moment. I would like to take this moment for anybody listening to understand that I may have been dumb in my multiple choice question. But when you said zooplankton, what did I say?
Red tide.
Yeah, see, I am smart. I'm okay, just but smart in niche moments.
Yeah, but zooplankton is not red tide. Zooplankton is an algae.
Yes.
Or an animal. Red tide
when that algae becomes toxic.
Yes.
So it's like, see? So I know things. I'm intelligent.
Okay, so so if you don't live in a coastal area, you may not know what red tide is. But domoic acid is a natural toxin that is harbored by shellfish and algae after they have consumed toxins and pollutants that make it unsafe for marine animals and humans to consume. In humans, domoic acid causes short-term memory loss, vomiting, and diarrhea, brain damage, and can in some cases lead to death. These symptoms are fairly similar in animals, i.e. birds that are screaming, vomiting, have diarrhea, and are seizing and going crazy. So it has been reasoned and proven as well as we can for a cold case like this that's like, you know, 50-some years old, that a large flock of birds in 1961 were migrating south, and they fed on some shellfish and small fish that were already carrying the red tide toxin. And then the rest, as they say, is history.
That's so sad, though.
Yeah. Well, it is sad because, like, it's the result of pollution that this bacteria has been created. So I feel like you'll like this part. The first official report of red tide was in 1987 when three people died from consuming contaminated crab, and that was when they originally named the toxin. Now, here in America, both commercial farms and wildlife are tested regularly for red tide. We have closures annually, but there has not been a reported human death from red tide since 1987, thanks to the rigorous testing that is conducted regularly. So even if you're visiting Capitola, you should be fine from any bird attacks, and you should also not be afraid to eat the seafood as long as there's not a red tide closure. But while you're there, drop into Santa Cruz and visit Mary Ann's ice cream shop because they're awesome and they've been around for a really long time. So, and also keep an eye on the sky though, just in case.
Well, you did legitimately say don't be worried about bird attacks, and now you're saying just in case.
Because I wanted to make it creepy.
Yeah, well, because it should be creepy. I don't think you can promise that birds won't attack. I have been attacked by birds, not because
I can't. I can't. Well, I don't think red tide was the reason you were attacked by birds.
I said not because of red tide.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yes, I have been attacked by birds.
Yeah,
multiple times. Simply for existing. And I don't destroy nests either, so.
Yeah, I was attacked by a seagull who stole my garlic, aioli dip.
Yeah, and swallowed it whole and then almost died from choking on the container. I was there for that. It was terrifying.
Well, I wasn't, I thought it was just desserts, this stupid little smarmy
I panicked
bastard.
because I was imagining having to like Heimlich this poor seagull because it was stupid and took a wrong
He
amount of
was
container. I panicked.
a jerk and he took all of my garlic aioli
He did. He
and
took the whole thing, but you can't let him die just because he stole your dip.
well, apparently you can't, but some of us believe that just desserts. Karma.
I mean, I feel like I should be more resentful towards birds than you, but.
I guess I'm just like Batman. Like, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you either.
Okay, Batman.
That's right.
Yes, Kevin, you are now Batman.
I'm Batman. And yes, you have more reason to resent birds than me.
I was attacked so many times as a kid, but it's because I was tiny. I'm not tiny anymore, but
And you
I
had
was
hot
tiny.
dogs.
Yeah, and I had hot dogs. Oh my gosh. I mean,
Okay.
honestly, seagulls still intimidate me, especially when they look at me. I'm just like, I know I'm not small now. I could technically punch you.
No, it's
But
because they're mean.
they used to be bigger than me. I don't know.
Yeah,
Whatevs.
they're mean.
They are. They're mean. The other thing, you should not just go to that ice cream shop because ice cream is amazing. But if you're in the Pacific Northwest instead of California, you could stop by Taylor Shellfish because they're locally owned and they have natural grounds that they grow and harvest their shellfish from. And they check for red tide every year and they're environmentally friendly and just a really, they do a really great carbon footprint. So if you are looking for good seafood in the Seattle Northwest area, that's a place you could go.
That's true. They have really good food. I like them.
They do.
Okay.
They have good food and it's actually reasonably priced for Seattle too, I feel like.
It is. I agree. Yeah. All right. So that I don't feel like should count because I feel like,
Because I've
well,
seen the birds, I've seen the birds, and so
okay.
it
No, it's
doesn't
fine. Fine. So this counts for one of your four. Good job.
Thank
Excellent.
you. Yeah,
Excellent
but
job.
did you notice how you were trying to be sneaky? That's the thing, is you were trying to be like, is this real or is this fake when it's both. So,
That's what the whole theme is, though. I
but
mean,
that
yeah.
no, the it should be one or the other because you're trying to see if I can guess right,
No,
and this was a
no,
trick question.
no. There are very few that are cut and dry. Like there, like you need to put on your real thinking cap because I'm trying to trick you.
Yeah, well, so you're just mad that you did not succeed this time, that I
The only reason
proved
I'm
so
mad
smart.
that I didn't succeed is because we had a recording snafu. And so this one wasn't the surprise that it originally was.
Oh, sure.
Cheater.
Good. Yeah, okay. On that note, on that exact note right there, I have a present for you.
I don't believe you.
I do. I actually got the notification as we were recording this that the ship it's on its way.
Oh,
It's the
cool.
shipment confirmation. Yeah, so I got excited and I got it for you and I'm super excited and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but by the time we next record, you should have it because you're coming to visit me. So
Yeah, that's
looking
definitely
to.
gonna be like 4 episodes in, girl.
No. By the
Yeah.
time it's posted, so we're posting this and then we post the next one, you'll be visiting your bay then. So you may not have it by the next time we record, but you'll have it by the time our next episode comes out.
Oh, okay. All right, all
Do you
right.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
Like
get you. I get you.
recording life versus real life are two different things.
Okay, speaking of real life, I just want to say to our wonderful listeners that sometimes life is harder than you want it to be, and sometimes you're going through a lot, and I just want to remind everybody that asking for help is not about showing weakness. It's probably one of the bravest and strongest things a person can do to say, yeah, I'm having a really hard time right now and I need help because I'm not being able to do this by myself. So, if you're out there and you need help, speak up. You have people who care about you, who want to help you. You really do, and you're worth the help. You're worth the work. So be brave, like the true spooky I know that you are, and know that you are loved and people care about you out there, okay?
So, thank you.
What is that noise?
Oh, yeah, that's loud, huh? Actually a garage gate in my apartment.
Oh.
My new apartment, I live right up above the garage gate. So anytime somebody drives their car in and out, that's the dulcet tones that I get to listen to.
Relaxing.
Yeah, but it gets worse because the garage is actually broken. So when you hear that sound, it's because somebody's having to hand crank it to lift it so they can get back in their car, drive to the garage and
park. That's awful. I would be so upset.
It's been broken for since I moved in, so 2-3 months now.
Nice. Real nice.
Yeah. I think it's funny. Okay. I don't have a car. That's why I think it's funny, because I don't have to live with it. But
gotcha.
Yeah, it will happen at all hours, too, because, they don't, people going for parties or living their best life. And, yeah,
as you do.
2-3 in the morning. Yeah, and so 2-3 in the morning, that's what I hear is that. Sorry, everyone.
Okay, so go ahead. What were you saying?
I can't remember.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up then. Take it away.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much, folks, our little spookies, for listening and joining us again for season 3. Again, sorry for our long hiatus, but we are back and our episodes are going to be very consistent. One coming out every 2 weeks, so twice a month. And And please join us. You can find us on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also reach out to us at nightmarelanepodcast@gmail.com if you have a secret spooky story, not a secret, but a scary spooky story you would like us to read. You can send those in. And we will see you next time on Nightmare Lane. Stay spooky.
Ooh.